From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The question of whether to make medical marijuana legal here has passed two critical hurdles. The first was to get enough valid signatures during the petition drive in time to get it on the November 4th ballot. The second was to pass the state Supreme Court test on the wording of this proposed constitutional amendment, and that it did. So who is behind this effort? You might be a little surprised. He is a suit and tie-wearing Orlando personal injury attorney by the name of John Morgan. It's his group, United for Care, that crisscrossed the state convincing people to sign those petitions. And John Morgan, thank you for being our guest.
You're very welcome. It's good to be here.
At some point, you had to wake up one morning and say, medical marijuana is a cause I just have to get behind. What led you to this decision?
Well, you know, it's like any kind of health care issue. Usually you find people who are, whether it's juvenile diabetes or cystic fibrosis, you always wonder, you know, what made them gravitate to that charity. And it's usually an experience, a family experience. So for me, I had two family experiences. One, my dad 21 years ago, and my brother for the last 30-something years. He's a quadriplegic, and he uses it quite a bit to help him with his pain and spasm. So that's what drew me to the cause and to all the people who suffer but really don't have anybody advocating for them.
And here you are, an attorney, on one side of the law, and then here's something that, at least in the state of Florida right now, is illegal, and yet it's your family. That's got to tear you apart.
Well, it's frustrating because you know what's right. You know it works. You don't know why it works. You just know it works. You know what the alternatives are, which are poisonous narcotics and drugs that kill and drugs that addict. And it's such an easy no-brainer. You just wonder, you know, why did I have to do it this way? Why couldn't our legislators have done it another way?
You know, you're a pretty mainstream Orlando area, Central Florida guy. Were you worried if you came out on something this controversial that would hurt your practice, hurt your standing in the community?
I was. I was actually, when I first started it, selfishly, you know, what would the backlash be? Could there be a bad backlash? You know, if so many of these mainstream politicians are against it, am I stepping into a landmine that I don't see coming? But now, almost a year later from the first time I got to hear about it, I'm more emboldened and positive and happy that I've done what I've done than before I began.
What do you say to somebody who is on the fence? How do you convince them how important this is to you?
What I would say to the people listening is, look, I'm not looking to legalize this. I'm just trying to help 300,000 or 400,000 people today. And it'll be millions of people before 3 or 4 years go by. And look, we all know it's going to happen someday. We know the tipping point is near or here. And I would just say to people is to think about it and think about if it was your mother, father, brother, sister, husband, wife, child. We would do anything. To give them relief and to compassion and in many cases to die with dignity.
John Morgan, I guess we will know in November, won't we?
We will, and we're going to win.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.